Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam. I'm Team Radio Sai's Vishu and welcome to our series, Saints, the Soul of India. In the previous two episodes of this program, we began a discussion on the legendary Shaivite saint, Manikavasagar, a saint whose contribution to the Shaivite devotional tradition is incredible. Belonging to the 9th century, Manikavasagar, along with three other Shaivite saints, Appar, Sundarar and Sambandar, are hailed as the Nalvar, meaning the great four who are the pillars of Shaivite devotion. They emerged at a time when people were moving away from worshipping the form because of the influence of Buddhism. But at the same time, people were unable to give up the world, give up desires to practice spirituality, which is the basis of Buddhism. So there was this confusion in the minds of people, and it is at this time that these saints sent by God guided the masses and sowed in the hearts and minds of multitudes in South India the seeds of love for God. Shiva was their chosen form. And the verses that came out of the lips of Manikavasagar just melted everyone's hearts. They were so suffused of devotion. They were so suffused of complete supplication to the Lord. Everyone was drawn to the bliss of Shiva consciousness. Let's begin this program. Tuning ourselves to this most auspicious and supremely elevating Shiva consciousness. In adoration of Lord Shiva, let's recap the story of Manikavasagar that we have discussed till now in the previous episodes. In the first episode, of course, we spent a good deal of time ruminating on the Shiva principle, the beauty and the mystery of the form, as well as the magnificent messages conveyed through each aspect of the Shiva principle as revealed by Bhagwan himself. And then we started the story of Shiva's great devotee, Manikya Vasagar. He was born in Tiruvadavur, which is today 25 kilometers to the northeast of the city of Madurai. Vadavur indeed has a glorious tradition. Initially it was called Vedapuri because people with the religious and spiritual bent of mind used to gather at this place to discuss matters relating to God and spiritual philosophy. Vedapuri slowly got distorted to Vadapuri and then to Vadavur. So Manikya Vasagar was initially known as Vadavurar, which means the one who belonged to Vadavur. And he was a precocious child, intelligent, good-mannered. He was like a prodigy. He rose to become a much admired and much accomplished young man. And the story goes how the Pandya king of the time, Harimardana Pandya, heard about this illustrious gentleman, and he called him to his presence and was so impressed with his ability and character and his integrity that he made him his prime minister. So this is what we covered in the first episode, and then in the second episode we shared how Vadavurar was always focused on something higher, something beyond the material achievements, riches and rewards. And during this time the king gives him an assignment to go and select and buy horses for the king from Arab merchants who had come to a place called Tiruparanthurai, which is about 20 kilometers from the current town of Pudukkottai in Tamil Nadu. And interestingly, even before Vadavurar reached that place, Shiva had already taken the form of a teacher and was living with poor children there. Vadavurar, during his journey to Tiruparanthurai, he was only looking for an enlightened master because he was all the time in search of something higher and he wanted someone who will guide him to his goal. So he was all the time seeing every sacred place, every sacred temple just to find his guru, find that master who can show him the way to his goal. And that is the reason why his entire journey was like a penance. Finally, he reaches Tiruparanthurai, and as he is circumambulating the shrine, there he notices under a tree a Siddha Purusha, an illustrious guru, a realized one imparting knowledge to his disciples. And the moment he sees this, something happens to him within. He just loses control of himself. He rushes to this master and falls at his feet. Something within him tells him that he is the one he has been looking for. And that's not surprising because it is Shiva himself who had assumed the form of a yogi, the form of a Siddha Purusha, and Shiva had stationed there just for Vadavurar to spot him. And even though Vadavurar did not know it is Shiva himself who had come for him, Shiva himself who had come to grant him that knowledge, to show him the way towards his goal, somehow he felt that this is the person I have been searching for. This is the goal. And what happens next is Vadavurar now falls at his feet and he pleads with his divine master to accept him as his guru. And Shiva, in the guise of a guru, in that moment now lifts him with all love and with great compassion, just casts one look at Vadavurar. The eyes of Shiva and the eyes of Vadavurar meet for a few seconds, and there is this piercing look of Shiva. And in that few moments, something extraordinary happens. Shiva grants him Jnanopadesha. With that one look, He bestows on him the highest wisdom. It just happens almost in a second, and the next moment, Vadavurar bursts forth with a composition in praise of Lord Shiva, and each syllable that he utters is so beautiful, so precious, that Shiva says, what is emerging out of your lips now is nothing but a series of manikyams. Manikyam means a gem. And because such precious rubies and pearls and gems just streamed out of his lips, Shiva himself names him as Manikyavasagar, from whose lips only gems came forth. So that is the birth of Manikyavasagar, the transformation from Vadavurar to Manikyavasagar. And the magnum opus of Manikyavasagar is called Tiruvasagam. Amazing verses in adoration of Lord Shiva. Let's listen to the first verse of Tiruvasagam.
Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Namah Shivaya Vahe, Nadan Thal Vahe. இமை பொழுதும் என் நெஞ்சில் நீங்காதான் தாழ்வாழே கோழியாண்ட ஒரு மனிதன் தாழ்வாழே ஆகமம் ஆகி நின்று அன்னிப்பான் தாழ்வாழே ஏகன் அநேகன் இறைவன் அடிவாயே.
The surrender of Manikyavasagar was complete. He gave up everything at the feet of the Guru. He removed his official prime ministerial attire. He just wore a land cloth and he wanted to be just a servant of the Lord. Let's now resume the conversation that I recorded with Mrs. Lalita Shekhar. It was a very long conversation, more than 3 hours, on the life of Manikyavasagar. And now I'm going to play for you parts of this conversation as we ruminate on the life of this fantastic saint. And as the story goes, Ishwara is so pleased with him that, you know, as you said, he gives him that title of Manikyavasagar and he tells him to remain there, and he says, you continue to worship me here, and there is a temple there, and he commands him to renovate that temple, and he asks him to continue to sing his praises, and then the Lord disappears. And only when the Lord disappears, you know, then it actually strikes Manikyavasagar that it was indeed Lord Shiva, because he had seen that Siddha Purusha. And he surrendered because he felt he got his guru. But only at that moment it strikes him that it was indeed Shiva who had come in that form of that Siddha Purusha. And that is when, you know, the dam of his heart just breaks loose, because, you know, he feels so sad. The Lord had come. Shiva, you know, I was looking for a guru to attain Shiva, and Shiva had come.
Shiva himself had come.
And he came and he disappeared.
Yeah.
I've lost him. No, I've lost him. And so, you know, he's just uncontrollable. Because later he comes to know that there is no school teacher who was there for all these months. The school teacher disappeared. Everything is gone. So now it's confirmed that it was Shiva who had come. And now he's just completely crestfallen. And only thought is, why did you go away? Why did you leave me and go away?
True. He pined for a guru for so long, and the guru was with him for a few minutes.
And he pined for guru. God himself was there.
Right.
God himself was. And he had attained it. Like, it was within his grasp and it is gone. It is gone. It's like your life's penance had attained fulfillment and it suddenly disappeared. So, for days and weeks, actually, he's just only crying. You know, it's only pangs of deep sorrow. And, you know, you cry. And, you know, I could really relate to it, because, you know, when Bhagwan left, it was like that, isn't it? You know, the only question is, why did you go?
True.
You were there He was like so much with us, and you could go, you could touch him, you could give a letter, you could see him, and suddenly he just leaves. What do? You just only cry.
Mm-hmm.
You only ask that question, why did you go?
Why? Yeah.
Why did you go? And you cry.
Bar bar tum aao sai,
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 darshan do
cry, but after some time, you know, when you have cried enough, there are no more tears, and then, you know, something happens within, isn't it? Your body is actually cleansed with the tears, and then, you know, you start thinking, okay, for whatever reason he left and I still survive, for whatever reason I'm still alive, he didn't want me to go, but he went, maybe there is something for me that I have to do, and then, you know, you think that now that I'm alive, I have to do something for him.
True.
No, if I really love him, then the way to express my love is not to just keep crying, because it does no one any good. Neither is he going to be happy just seeing that I'm crying. And if I'm just crying, what am I doing to myself? I'm not doing anything. Then you say, okay, if I really love him, then I should perhaps do something for him. I should work for him. I should work for his cause. I think that is what perhaps happened to Manika Vasagar also, because after that, after crying, once he got over his grief, then he decided to do what Shiva had commanded him, to renovate that temple, to go ahead and build that temple. So what he did was, all that gold that he had brought, which was supposed to be used for buying horses for the king, he used that money to start building the temple in Tiruparandurai.
That is interesting, because that reminds me of the story of Ramadasa.
Oh yeah.
The famous singing saint, another one,
yes,
from Andhra Pradesh. He's called Bhakta Ramadasa.
Yes.
His story is also something similar to this. He was a tax collecting officer in the court of Tanisha. That time, the king of the region with whom he was associated. He was a tax collecting officer in his court. He was a Bahmani king who was ruling that area those days. So he was sent to collect taxes in one particular Palwansha. It's called Palwansha, that region. And there, he used to collect taxes and regularly send it back to the king. And the people loved him because he was a very nice person. By nature, he was a very pious and devoted person. And he was very devoted to Sri Rama, Rama form of the Lord.
Before we move on in this discussion, Should we just pause and soak ourselves in the bliss that Ramadasa enjoyed when he chanted the name of Rama? In fact, the life of Ramadas has been enacted in front of Bhagwan by the students on many occasions. Let me play for you one beautiful song that was presented to Swami by the students.
वो रामानी नाम में मेरो चेहरा 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 ఎంత రుచిరా రామాయే మీ రుచిరా ఎంత రుచిరా రామాయే మీ రుచిరా ఓ రామని నామమే మీ రుచిరా ఓ రామని నామమే మీ రుచిరా మధురసముల కంటే తరికృతముల కంటే మధురసముల కంటే తరికృతముల కంటే అతిరసమగునామ మే మీరు చేరా ద్రాక్ష ఫలము కన్న ఇక్షురసము కన్న పక్షివాహన నామ మే మీరు చేరా అంజనాతనయ హృత్కంజదలమునందు రంజిల్లు నీ నామమే మీరు చేరా సదాశివుడు మది సదా భజించేది సదానంద నామమే మీరు చేరా రామ ఓ రామ నీ నామమే మీరు చేరా ఓ రామ నీ నామమే మీరు చేరా ఓ రామ నీ నామమే మీరు చేరా ఓ రామ నీ నామమే మీరు చేరా
So let's continue with our discussion with Mrs. Lalita Shekhar.
So in his routine tours, once he comes upon a place where there is a Swayambhu idols of Rama, Sita and Lakshmana, there is a story that goes how the idols appeared there. That's another long story. Let's not go into that. So basically, he is called Kancharla Gopanna. His name was Gopanna initially. So Gopanna finds these idols and it naturally troubles him. He being a very devoted person to Rama, to see his Lord without a shade on his head, without a roof on his head, troubles him. So what he does is he collects funds from the people of the region to build a temple for Rama. But then once he starts the construction, the funds are not enough. He runs out of funds. So what he does is he takes the money from the taxes that he had collected, which he was originally supposed to be sending to the king, and he finishes the temple in all its glory for his Lord. You know, a beautiful temple was erected with a lot of finery and ornaments for Rama, Sita, Lakshmana, everyone. But then, and it has its consequences.
When you see both the stories, they are so similar.
Yes.
Here, money for the horses, he used to build the temple. There, the money he had collected as taxes, he used it to build the temple. And I think if you see both the stories, they also have similar endings actually. When you go over the life stories of both the saints, and both of them have very profound lessons at the end. Maybe, you know, as we talk about the Manika Vasika story, we should keep the story of Saint Ramdas in the back of our mind.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can derive so many powerful lessons. If you pause here at this moment, if you see, they actually disobeyed the laws of the land. They disobeyed the ruler. Isn't it? You know, you are given, you are a prime minister, you are given a task.
Task to finish.
To finish. You're supposed to go buy horses and you suddenly become very devoted and you happily use that money to build a temple. There, you're supposed to collect the tax and give to the king, and suddenly you're in a moment of inspiration, you see Rama statue and you decide that I will build a temple for Rama. It does sound very out of place.
True. In a worldly sense, yes. For whomever you are working, you had disobeyed your master and you had used the funds or the money of your for whomever you're serving for your own purposes, be it devotional, yes, definitely devotional, spiritual, but that is your cause. It's not the cause of the land or the king, and you're using the funds of the king and the land to fulfill your cause. So in a worldly sense, yes, it looks completely out of the place.
But you know, if you read Manika Vasigar, you know, in one of his compositions, he says this. In fact, you know, most of the incidents about the lives of these saints, you get some glimpses of it through their works. You know, somewhere something is embedded, and that's how you build some stories about their life.
True.
Because Manika Vasigar also, perhaps he belongs to the 9th or 10th century, and and something about him has compiled much later. Something in 15th century, something was compiled about him. So whatever is it you gather from whatever they have said or whatever is there in the compositions. So, you know, in one composition he says, oh, these kings, it is just the land that they rule. But what about hearts? What about the ruler of the hearts?
Oh, beautiful.
And the ruler of the hearts is Shiva. I will follow Shiva.
Oh, okay.
For me, the ruler of the hearts is more important than the ruler of the land.
So he is very clear.
He is very clear.
Yes.
You know, I think if you see here, like when you get a higher call, when you are very clear, then you go ahead with no hesitance because your conscience is very clear that this is something higher.
Yes.
And I think when you are that clear, then things fall into place. You are no more governed by the rules of the world.
Yes, that is the main point.
Yeah, you are not governed by the rules of the world. You are governed by the rules of the higher realm. You are governed by the rules of God. You are governed by the rules of the spirit. That gives you all the strength.
There is no confusion in them.
There is no confusion.
They are very clear that they are governed by the higher self.
Yes.
Let's again stop for a moment here to listen to some verses from Thiruvasagam in which Manika Vasagar has expressed this sentiment very clearly. Very candidly, he says why he did what he did. Let's listen and then we'll dwell on the meaning of this verse.
Ande Yendan Aviyum Udalum உடைமை எல்லாம் குன்றே அனையாய் என்னை ஆட்கொண்ட போதே கொண்டிலையோ இன்று ஓர் இடையும் எனக்கு உண்டோ இன்போல் முக்கன் எம்மானே நன்றே செய்வாய் பிழை செய்வாய் நானோ இதற்கு நாயகமே
like a mountain of grace. I remember that day when you redeemed me, the day you completely took me over, you ruled over me, you took over my soul, my body, everything I owned. In that instant I became thine, and now that I completely belong to you and I exist only to serve you, why should I worry if any trouble happens to me? Whatever happens is what you have decided. If good happens, it is you, the triple-eyed one, who knows everything. And if something terrible happens, it is you, the eight-armed one, who has designed it for me. Now, when I am not the doer of my actions, Why should I worry? I am no more I am thine. I am thine. This is what this verse says, and that is how Manike Vasigar explains his act. He feels that after he had Shiva's darshan and after he had surrendered to Shiva, he was just being remote controlled by Shiva. I mean, there is nothing like his wish. And now it is meaningless for him to follow the instructions of anyone other than Shiva. When he has seen Shiva, why should he follow anyone else's instructions? Shiva is his real master. He works only for him. He lives only for him. And that is the reason why even for a moment, he had no qualms about disobeying the king and using the resources to build a temple for Shiva. Because he was completely at the lotus feet of Shiva. He lived for Shiva. He could see no other master for him. Let's resume the discussion with Mrs. Lalita Shekhar.
And if you see, he's not the only one. I mean, if you see, there are so many such stories, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And our scriptures are replete with such instances. You take the famous example of Prahlada.
Yes.
I mean, Prahlada disobeyed his father. And Indian culture is all about treating a mother as God and father
as God.
Bhagwan has told that any number of times.
True.
But here was Prahlada, he summarily disobeyed his father.
Hmm. Yes.
Whatever his father asked him to, he did not do it.
Whatever he told him not to do, he had done that.
He did that. Okay. And he was very clear.
Hmm.
And he attained whatever he wanted to attain.
God himself had come for
God himself
rescue.
Came down.
Right.
God himself came down as an avatar.
Yeah.
Similarly, you take, for example, Meera.
Hmm.
You know, Meera disobeyed her husband.
Hmm.
And in Indian culture, a wife respects the husband. So much, actually.
True.
You take the case of Bali and Shukracharya. Shukracharya tells Bali that, you know, you don't offer alms to
Vamana.
To Vamana, because he's not an ordinary Vamana.
Hmm.
But Bali disobeys
his guru's orders.
His guru's orders. I mean, if you see all these instances, they did not do what is conventionally done, what is conventionally thought as the right behavior in the world.
True. Very true.
But they disobeyed the ruler of the land to follow the ruler of the hearts.
Hmm. Right. So here I'm reminded of another short story, Bishu, which was narrated by Swami.
Mm-hmm.
It was the time of war between Rama and Ravana in Treta Yuga.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Ravana abducts Sita and then Rama builds a bridge and goes to Lanka and starts a war with Ravana. And Vibhishana, the brother of Ravana, not only disobeyed the elder brother's orders.
Yeah.
Okay. He did not obey. He is also another character like this.
Yeah, yeah. Even Vibhishana did not obey. Actually, in Indian culture, again, your elder brother almost takes the position of your father.
Yes.
Yes.
And he disobeyed his command. And not only that, he in fact left his family, left his brother's side, and came and joined with the supposed enemy of his brother, that is Sri Rama.
Yes.
He came and surrendered himself to Sri Rama.
Yeah.
And Sri Rama, naturally, whoever surrenders to him, he said, you are like my brother, you are my friend, so you are my family, almost. Now, this Rama-Ravana war was happening. Ravana had not yet come to fight Rama. One day, Vibhishana comes to Rama and he tells him, Lord, there is a warrior who is going to fight today. He is simply invincible. If there is anyone who is equally powerful and strong as Ravana in this Lanka, it is him. So unless you kill him, Ravana will not come out to fight you. As long as he is alive, Ravana will not have to come out. So somehow you have to fight him and kill him. And the warrior truly happens to be invincible, really. Even Rama could not control him. You know, after a while, after fighting with him for a while, the Lord gets tired. He is that capable, the other warrior is that capable and strong that the Lord gets tired and he says, okay, it's okay, tomorrow we will fight with him again. And Vibhishana doesn't agree. He comes to Rama and he begs and pleads with him. He prays to Rama saying, no Lord, you have to kill him today. As you leave him, he will become more powerful, more invincible.
Mm-hmm.
So please kill him somehow today. You have to get back to the war, fight. So Rama, knowing that Vibhishana knows everybody in Lanka, so he says, okay, let me listen to my friend. And he goes back to fight. and he kills the warrior. The moment that warrior is felled to death, here Vibhishana faints. And so Rama comes rushing to his friend and they revive him. And Rama asks, what happened? Do you know him? Because the pain must have been too much for him that you fainted after he was killed. And Vibhishana seeks the pardon of Rama first for giving in to attachment. And then he tells Rama that this is my son.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
And Rama is so shocked. He asks Vibhishana, why didn't you tell me? If you had told me, I wouldn't have killed him. You are my friend and your family is like my own family. And then Vibhishana says, how can I do that? He is someone who did not support the divinity, who was not on the side of the Lord. He chose to be on the side of the wrongdoers. And even if it is my own son, being a father, I am supposed to protect him from any harm and hurt. But then I couldn't do it because I am on the side of the righteousness. What is right on side of you? And once I surrender to you, I am not supposed to have any attachments. So, it is only fair on my part. I had only done the right thing by giving you the information about him. And he had died in your hands, Lord. I am okay with that. That is the kind of surrender that these bhaktas and saints had done to the Lord.
For Vibhishana, his duty to Rama superseded his affection
for his son.
For his son, you know. His duty as a devotee, he felt is much higher
than his duty as a father.
Than as a father. God first.
Yes.
Everything next.
Everything next.
If you see all these people, that's what they had chosen. Be it Prahlada or Meera or Vibhishana or Bali or whoever. And now Vadavurar, Victor Kanu.
True.
There are so
very
many
true.
People
yes.
who are very clear that God should always be priority one in my life. That's it.
Maybe that's what it means by surrendering your body, mind and soul.
Cool.
There is nothing that belongs to you then. You belong to Him as whole.
Let us again listen to a couple of beautiful verses from Manike Vasikar's Thiruvasikam, which overflow with this feeling of surrender. Let's listen to this and then we'll dwell on the meaning of this beautiful verse.
உற்றாரையான் வேண்டேன் ஊர் வேண்டேன் பேர் வேண்டேன் உற்றாரையான் வேண்டேன் ஊர் வேண்டேன் பேர் வேண்டேன் கற்றாரையான் வேண்டேன் கற்பனவும் இனியமையும் உற்றாரையான் வேண்டேன் ஊர் வேண்டேன் பேர் வேண்டேன் கற்றாரையான் வேண்டேன் கற்பனவும் இனியமையும் கற்றாரையான் வேண்டேன் கற்பனவும் இனி அமையும் குற்றாலத்து அமர்ந்துரையும் குற்றாலத்து அமர்ந்துரையும் குத்தாவும் குறைகளுக்கு கச்சாதி மனம் போல கச்சாதி மனம் போல கலிங்குருக வேண்டுவனே திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
So in this stanza, Manike Vasikar says, O Lord, I seek no kith and kin. I don't desire any city, no hometown. I don't want name and fame. I'm not looking for any learned scholar either because I've learned whatever has to be learned. All I seek now, O divine dancer who abides at Kutralam. Kutralam is a temple town in Tamil Nadu. All I seek now is your ankle feet, and forsaking everything, I seek your feet like a cow longs for its calf, like a cow melts and thaws at the sight of a child, I too must melt at the sight of your feet. That's all I crave for, that's all I desire. Similarly, there is another very beautiful verse where Saint Manikya Vasikar asks God, to whom he has surrendered, to look after him.
Kadayavane nayye karunayina kalandaandu konda vidayavane
Vasikar says, O Lord, the one who rides on the bull, it is your sheer mercy that you melted into me. I am the lowest of the low, but you have no problem, you have no issues entering into me and completely possessing me, taking charge of me, ruling over me, ruling my entire being. O Lord, please never let go of me. You are the strongest one whose attire is the skin of the valiant tiger. You are the one who is the monarch of the temple Uttara Kosamangai. You are the one with the matted hair. O Lord, it is you who has energized me. It is you who has enervated me. Please raise me. Please support me. I am yours, Lord. I am yours. So this is what is beautifully expressed in this stanza. So let's go back to the discussion. Let's continue the story with Mrs. Lalita Shekhar.
If you see the story, the way it goes, now Vadavurar is away from Madurai for so many days and weeks, and the king is waiting for the horses.
Yeah.
King sends word for him. Manikya Vasikar doesn't know what to do because he doesn't have the money. He doesn't know what face to actually go to the king. There are no horses. And in this moment of great dilemma, though he is clear, the only thing is what to tell the king.
Hmm.
I don't think there's any regret over what he did. It's just that how to face the king.
True.
And in that night, you know, he prays to Lord Shiva and he sleeps, and Lord Shiva comes in dream and gives him a priceless gem.
Oh.
And says, you give this gem to the king and tell him that the horses will come on the day of the Moola star in the month of Shravana.
Hmm. Interesting. So we have this Hindu months. I mean, Hindu calendar has months named after Jyeshtha and Ashadha and Shravana, Bhadrapada, lunar months. So Shravana month usually happens, falls during July, August time. I think this year Shravana month for Tamil Nadu starts on August 17th or 18th. And in every month, one day is named after a star. Monday is dedicated to a star. As we know, we have 27 stars. And whichever star is closest to the moon on that day is dedicated to that star. So in the month of Shravana, whenever the star is Mula, the Lord said that is the day when the horses...
It is basically a date according to the lunar calendar.
Yes.
So that's what Lord Shiva comes in the dream and tells Manikyavasagar. And Manikyavasagar is overjoyed. Because there is no tension. It's just that he's actually, when the dream happens, he gets up immediately because he's really startled with that vision and that command that Lord Shiva gives him. But at the same time, he's extremely delighted because he's found the solution to the problem. That's it.
Burden is off his shoulders.
Burden is off his shoulders. Because that much faith he had, complete faith, that if this is what Shiva has told, I don't have to think, I don't have to worry.
That's what is going to happen.
That's what is going to happen, that's all. And so he puts on back his official dress, which he had discarded, and you know, he goes to Madurai because now he has to go there as a prime minister.
Prime minister.
And so he has to face the king. So he goes to the king and he gives the gem to the king, and he tells the king that, you know, your horses will come, they are all arriving, and you don't have to worry, and they will come on this day, on this Shravana month, Mula Star Day, they will come. And it is said that, you know, though he was in Madurai, but his mind was in Tiruperandurai. Because that is where he met Shiva. His mind was there. And he did not actually go back and take all his official duties seriously. Because somehow his mind was fully occupied in that Shiva consciousness. He was just waiting for that time. Waiting for what will happen. To see that what will unfold. As Shiva had promised. But the interesting thing is, when the Pandya king hears this, he has his own doubts. Because, you know, his spies tell him the story. And he comes to know from his spies that there are no horses. His Vadavurar has not bought any horses with that money. And he comes to know that everything has been spent for renovation of the temple. And basically this person is telling me some cock and bull stories. That in this month, in this day, something will come when there is no money, when everything is spent there.
And no horses were bought.
No horses were bought. What does he mean by saying horses? So why is he, you know, putting wool in my eyes? Or mice. And so when he gets this news, then the king is absolutely infuriated, and that is when he imprisons Manikyavasagar. He puts him in the jail and he is made to undergo a lot of trials and tribulations.
Oh, again it is similar to Ramadasa's story.
Exactly.
Again we go back to Ramadasa. It is almost the similar incident when the taxes money doesn't reach the kingdom. And the king sends his officials to remind Ramadasa, or that time he was called Gopanna, that the money had not reached yet. And the officials find out that all the money was spent on building a temple for Sri Rama. And Tanisha, being a Muslim ruler, was enraged, naturally. And he imprisons Ramadasa, Gopanna, on the account of misuse of state funds. According to him, he was right.
Yes.
So he imprisons Ramadasa, that is Kancharla Gopanna, and not for 1 or 2 years. In fact, Ramadasa stays in the prison. He was imprisoned for such a long time, 12 years.
12 years?
12 years he spent his time in the prison.
Oh my God.
That he was called Bandikana Ramadasa instead of Bhakta Ramadasa. Bandikana in Telugu meaning prison.
In the prisoner Ramadasa.
Prisoner Ramadasa.
Oh my God.
But the interesting thing is, by that time, Ramadasa had already offered everything of his, including his, you know, as we thought, Trikarana Shuddhi, surrender with Trikarana Shuddhi, that nothing had bothered him. All the trials that he was made to undergo, all the punishments and torture that the king had made him undergo, nothing had troubled him. All the while he was in the prison, he spent in contemplation of his Lord, and composing beautiful kirtanas on Sri Rama.
Oh, wow. Amazing. If you see, it was the same perhaps with Manikyavasagar. He was in the prison, but you know, his thought was with Shiva, and he was just waiting to see what is going to happen. As Shiva had promised, on the day of the Mula Star, in that month of Shravana,
Ishvara himself assumes the form of a horseman.
Oh.
And he brings these horses. And they say what Ishvara does is, he transforms the jackals of the jungles into horses.
Oh, really?
So Ishvara takes the form of a horseman, transforms the jackals of the jungles into horses, and he brings them to the king.
He can do anything.
So you see, now Ishvara there, he was a school teacher, then he became Siddha Purusha, now he became a horseman.
Horseman.
Horseman. When you think about it, what faith can do? Why did it happen like that? Because of Manikavasika's faith, you know. He believed so much. Faith is indomitable.
Hmm.
You know, they say if your faith is indomitable, it can make impossible things happen.
True. So they did not have any second thoughts about what is going to happen. They know that the Lord will come to the rescue. Yeah. It's only the question of how it is going to happen. That's all. And so God has to find a way to make it happen.
You know, the bedrock of spirituality, the bedrock of devotion is faith.
True.
And they say faith can move mountains. But you know, faith can move mountains, faith can create mountains, faith can change mountains into sky, sky into mountains, faith can change horses into jackals, jackals into horses.
And faith can make the Lord.
Yeah, Ishwar also into a horseman.
Into a horseman. True. So very true.
There's no end to what faith can...
It's just like how it had happened in Ramdas' story.
In fact, Bhagwan always spoke of how faith is the bedrock of spirituality and spiritual progress, and how God will go to any length to shower grace on a devotee who says with faith, I am yours, Lord, I am yours, and surrenders completely. Let's listen to Bhagwan directly telling us about faith, telling us about how our faith should be.
విభీషణ్ చూచారు హనుమంతుడు.
హనుమాన్ మెట్
విభీషణ్. హనుమంతుడి దగ్గరకు వచ్చి చాలా బాధపడ్డాడు.
విభీషణ్ ఫెల్ట్ సాడ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్
ఆఫ్ హనుమంత. ఎంత అదృష్టవంతుడు అయ్యి నీవు.
హనుమాన్ హౌ లక్కీ యు ఆర్.
కానీ జన్మం కోటి జన్మము.
బట్ యువర్ మంకీ వై వై.
కానీ నీ చంచలత్వం చాలా ప్రధానమైనటువంటిది.
బట్ దిస్ వేవరింగ్
అలాంటి చంచలత్వం కలిగినటువంటి మానవ కలిగినటువంటి కోటికి నిన్ను దగ్గర చేసుకున్నటువంటి రాముడు నన్ను ఎందుకు చేర్చుకోలేదు?
Rama could have your company, the monkey with wavering nature.
Entho kaalam nunchi nenu Ramanamani smaristunnanu.
I've been chanting the name of Rama.
Nannu enduku daggara chesukoledu?
How is that he has not asked me to come
to him? Appudu appudu cheptunnadu Hanumantudu.
Then Hanuman
said, Vibhishna, nee Ramanamani smarinchukotam naaku telusunu.
Vibhishna, I know that you are chanting Rama's name.
Kaani nee smaristunnane kaani.
You chant, that's all.
Aa chestunnava?
Are you practicing?
Ninnu vidhalu nee charinchi prayojanam enti?
What is the use of this chanting?
Nee aacharinchu.
You practice.
Nee aacharanalo ledu.
You don't practice.
కేవలం మానసికంగా చింతిస్తున్నావు.
You are only thinking.
కనుక రామనామాన్ని స్మరించినంత మాత్రం ప్రయోజనం కాదు.
It's not enough if you think.
రా ఆత్మ.
రా ఆత్మ స్పిరిట్.
మా అనగా చేరటము.
మా జాయినింగ్ దేర్.
ఆత్మ అనేటువంటి యొక్క తిత్వం ఈ మా అనేటువంటి చేరినప్పుడే ఇది రామ అయిపోతుంది.
Therefore joining, merger in ఆత్మ is రామ.
కనుక నేను నీవు రామనామం స్మరిస్తున్నావు గాని రామచర్యలు కూడా నీవు పాటించు.
యూ చాంట్ రామాస్ నేమ్ బట్ యూ షుడ్
పాటించు. ఆనాడు చెప్తాడు హనుమంతుడు.
దెన్ హనుమాన్ సెడ్ దట్ డే,
ఓ విభీషణ,
ఓ విభీషణ,
నీకంటే గొప్పవారు మరొకరు లేడు.
దట్ నో బడీ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ యూ.
ఈ సత్యాన్ని విని తక్షణమే,
ద మూమెంట్ యూ హర్డ్ ది ట్రూత్,
తన సోదరుడైనటువంటి ఒక విభీషణుడు రావణాసుని కూడా త్యజించాడు.
హీ హాస్ గివెన్ అప్ హిజ్ ఓన్ బ్రదర్స్ లైక్
పరిగెత్తిపోయాడు, పరిగెత్తిపోయాడు రామ 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 అని సముద్రాలు దాటిపోయాడు.
Vibhishna ran all along across the ocean saying Rama.
Bhishmudu kante Vibhishnudu chaala goppa vaadu annadu.
And Vibhishna is greater than Bhishma.
Endukante Bhishmudu telusunu Kaurava chesetundi tappu pani.
Bhishma knows that Kauravas are on wrong
kari vaarini vadalledu.
But he did not.
Vaarini bodhinchaledu.
Vaaru
sarina margamlo cheppinchaledu.
He did not correct them.
Kaani Vibhishnudu.
But Vibhishna
tana sodalaku bodhinchadu.
Ee
tappu idi cheyakoodu ani.
He told them frankly that they are wrong.
బోధించిన తర్వాత తిరిగి తన్నకుండా వాళ్ళు
వదిలిపెట్టాడు.
రాముని శరణం తెచ్చాడు.
అండ్ హీ సరెండర్డ్ టు రామ.
రాముని పాదాల పైన పడ్డాడు.
హీ ఫెల్ అట్ ది ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ రామ.
ఆ పాదాల పడేటప్పటికి నేను నీవాడు, నేను నీవాడు, నేను నీవాడు అంటూ వచ్చాడు.
హీ ఫెల్ అట్ హిస్ ఫీట్ సేయింగ్ ఐ యామ్ యువర్స్, ఐ యామ్ యువర్స్.
లక్ష్మణుడు చేరాడు.
లక్ష్మణ వాస్ దేర్.
ఇంకా అనేక మంది జాంబవంతులు వీళ్ళందరూ ఉంటున్నారు.
జాంబవాన్ అదర్స్ వర్ దేర్.
సుగ్రీవుడు కూడా వచ్చాడు.
సుగ్రీవా కేమ్.
స్వామి
స్వామి,
ఇది రాక్షసుల యొక్క స్వభావం.
దిస్ ఇస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఎ డెమన్.
రాక్షసుల్ని మీరు నమ్మకూడదు.
డోంట్ బిలీవ్ దిస్.
మీరు సోదరుడు అయినటువంటి రావణ్ని వదిలిపెట్టి మీ దగ్గరికి రావడానికి ఏదో ఒక స్వార్థం ఉంటుంది.
దేర్ మస్ట్ బి సమ్ సెల్ఫిష్ అల్టీరియర్ మోటివ్ ఫర్ విభీషణ టు
లీవ్. ఇతను తక్షణమే వెనక్కి పంపించమన్నాడు.
ఆస్క్ హిమ్ టు రిటర్న్.
అప్పుడు రాముని చెప్పాడు,
రామాసే
నీ వాడని ఒక పర్యాల ఏ వాడైంది నేను ఏరిది వారి అన్నాడు.
Once if you say I am yours, let him be anybody, I will take care of him.
ఎవరైనా చెప్పండి వాడు నా వాడు అని వచ్చిపోయాడు కాబట్టి వాడిని నేను ఏమాత్రం వదలనున్నాడు.
లెట్ హిమ్ ఎనీబడీ సరెండర్ టు మీ టోటలీ.
ఇది ఏ భగవంతుని యొక్క కృపారసం యొక్క ప్రభావము.
దిస్ ఇస్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్
ఇన్ఫినిట్ నీ వాడు అని ఒక్కతూరి మనం అంతిమా నీ వాడుగా నేను బతుకు.
Then once we declare I am yours,
భగవంతు ఎప్పుడు నీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే కంటనే ఉంటుంది కాపాడుతూ ఉంటాడు.
Thereafter God will take care of you, protect you, in you, with you.
కానీ ఆ విశ్వాసం మీలో పూర్తి దృఢంగా లేదు.
And that faith is not strong in you.
ఈ నమ్మకం అనేటువంటి చాలా ప్రధానమైనది.
ద ఫేస్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఎసెన్షియల్.
నమ్మకం అనేది నయనము లేని అందులో నేను అవనియండి.
ద మోడర్న్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ టోటలీ బ్లైండ్ హావింగ్ లాస్ట్
టు కాకూడదు.
We should not be blind.
దీన్ని నమ్మి మనం ఆచరించే నేను ఆనందించాలి.
We should practice in full faith and enjoy.
దానితో ఆ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆచరణలో మనం పడేటప్పటికి అన్ని విధాలా తానే చూసుకుంటాడు.
Through practice we will be assured of divine health.
కనుక ఆ నమ్మకాన్ని మనం బలపరుచుకొని
ఈ
దురభ్యాసం దూరం చేసుకుని సత్సంగం చేరి సద్భావం పెంచుకొని స్వచ్ఛంతంలో జీవించి పరమేశ్వరుని చేరాలని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తున్న ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
భగవాన్ వాంట్స్ టు డెవలప్ గుడ్ థాట్స్ గుడ్ ఫీలింగ్స్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ మర్జ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ ఇన్ ది డివైన్.
సో స్వామి సేస్ గాడ్ విల్ ఇండీడ్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ఎ డివోటీ. God will indeed take care of a man of faith in all conditions under all circumstances, and that's what we see being played out in the life of Manikya Vasakar. Let's continue with our discussion.
So when we go back to Ramadasa, he was imprisoned for 12 years, and as we thought, all the 12 years he had spent in contemplation and composition of beautiful kirtanas and kritis. And then one day Lord said, okay, enough, my devotee doesn't have to go through this anymore. So what does God do? Sri Rama, along with his brother Lakshmana, it is said, two youths had come and appeared in front of Tanisha, the king. And they had asked, how much does he owe you? We are relatives of Ramadasa. And king says, so many lakhs of rupees. Those days, so many lakhs of rupees. Mm. Or the currency that was in use at that time. Usually they were coins, gold, silver, copper coins. So many lakhs of them. Then these two people, they offer him as much money as Ramadasa owes to the king. And he says, okay, now please give us a receipt that you had received this money. Look at the play of God. Give us a receipt that the money is received, and please release our relative from the prison, because you had already got this. Tanisha is a little surprised. Where did these relatives come from all of a sudden, and why were they quiet for 12 years? Mm. Why didn't they do it? Mm. And anyway, he wanted the money back, and he got the money back, and he signs a receipt and gives them, and they both vanish into thin air, in fact, which again shocks the king. And then he releases Ramadas. Then to their surprise, they find out that the coins that were given by these two people, these two youngsters, they're not of that age and that day, the currency. Mm-hmm. They find out that they are ancient coins,
mm-hmm.
and they are called Ramatankas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these were the coins that were supposedly used during Rama's rule.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they are much, much more valuable than the coins of the king. In fact, we can see them even in today in Bhadrachalam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on one side they have this coronation of Rama,
mm-hmm.
and on the other side they have Hanuman's picture.
Oh, wow.
Two sides of the coin. And then the king realizes the devotion of Ramadasa, and he seeks his pardon. Not only that, he allows him, he tells him, please, whatever land, wherever you want to settle down, you settle down, and he cooperates completely with him. Because look at the beauty of this. The devotee who had been pining for the Lord and contemplating on the Lord for 12 years, there is a devotee that way, like that. And the Lord comes and gives darshan to the king.
That is what hurts the devotee, Ramadas.
So the Lord comes and gives darshan to the king. But then he had done that, the Lord had done that only for the good of the benefit of the devotee. And maybe, who knows, Ramadasa did not even, He was already one with Rama.
Yeah. The Lord did it, as you said very rightly, for the benefit of the devotee.
True.
Because once a king transferred, the king also became a Rama Bhakta, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. That is more important.
The king became a Rama Bhakta. Not only that, he became more religious, tolerant. Mm. The whole kingdom prospered.
He knows which button to press. And which button when pressed will do maximum good.
Exactly. He yeah. does, he only does one act out of mm. which there are, we can see, visibly we can see 100 benefits.
Mm.
And invisibly we never know.
We never know.
So that is the multifaceted, multidimensional Lord, and it used to be so beautiful to see Bhagwan recount the stories of these saints, sing the glories of these saints. Bhagwan talking about Ramadas, Swami talking about Tyagaraja, and Swami with so much joy used to sing the songs that these saints had written for him. That these saints sang for him. Perhaps the Lord now was getting more joy thinking about these saints than the saints got when they thought of the Lord. Because you could see how happy Swami always is when he talks about these saints and he starts singing their beautiful compositions. Let's listen to one such composition before we conclude the session for today.
Rama Kodanda Rama, Rama Pattavi Rama, Rama Kalyana Rama Raghava, Rama Rama, Pattabhi Rama, Raghava. Rama, Mata, Rama, Nakokka Muta. Rama, ni mate mata, Rama, ni bate bate. Rama, Kodanda Rama, Rama, Pattabhi Rama, Rama, Kalyana Rama, Raghava. Nee kelaru todu Rama, nee kanta judu Rama, nenu nee vadu Rama, nato matadu nenu nee vadu Rama, kodanda Rama ne melu, Rama chinta ne jadu. Rama nama ne melu, Rama chinta ne jadu. Rama nama ne melu, Rama chinta ne jadu. Ramani namam melu, Ramani chintane jalu.
Ramani namam melu, Ramani
chintane jalu. Ni namam melu, ni chintane jalu. Ni namam melu, ni chintane jalu.
Ni namam melu, ni chintane jalu.
రామ నామమే మేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు
రామ నామమే మేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు
నీ నామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు చింతనే చాలు నామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు రామ 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 నామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు చింతనే చాలు నామమే మేలు రామా నేను నీవాడు రామా నాతో మాట్లాడు రామా
Wasn't that beautiful? Well, it's always fantastic when you listen to Bhagwan, and this is again a composition, I'm sure, of one of those saints, because the feeling that is expressed is, Rama, your way is my way. Rama, please talk to me. Nato matadu. Oh Rama, please talk to me. Keep me with you. All my joy is only you, Rama. So dear listeners, we'll continue this discussion the next week. There are many more interesting twists in this sacred tale of Saint Manikya Vasagar. We have interviewed the life of Saint Manikya Vasagar with some instances from the life of Saint Ramdas, because they are so similar. And in fact, you would see that in the lives of many saints, there would be many parallels and very powerful lessons. And each one of these twists in the story of Saint Manikya Vasagar has very significant lessons. So we'll continue this story. The story of the devotee of the Lord is nothing but the story of the Lord. And it cannot be any other way, because there is no one to know God without a devotee, and there is no devotee without a God. So we'll continue this series, Saints, the Soul of India, and next week we will move on with what happened next in the life of this great Saivite saint, Saint Manikya Vasagar. Thank you so much for being with us throughout this Thursday Life programs. I'm Team Radio Sai Bishu. If you have any queries, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. As I sign off, we will continue to listen in a few minutes from now a drama on Shirdi Baba presented by students of Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School on 29th March 2007. So that will start in a few moments from now. Keep listening. Thank you so much. And as I take leave, I offer my salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan for this beautiful opportunity to share His love and to immerse ourselves in His message, in His glory. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.